Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hi, Tyler. My name is Dennis Rossini. I'm calling back for Enrico Romano. I'm his business partner.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. It's Friday. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, right? He forgot what the whole situation was. If you could just give me a quick rundown of it again.
Yeah, so we had extended an offer here to the business, it was about 2 weeks ago. You guys had been pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. The business actually got pre-approved for right around $250K, so I was just kind of reaching out, wanted to introduce myself, just kind of see where the business was at. If you guys had any plans coming up, we might be able to help you out with.
Oh, great. What kind of loan would this be?
Depending on what you were looking to do, we do working capital, which is just basically, an unsecured cash loan. And then we also do equipment financing, which is just your traditional kind of traditional, almost like a car loan there, basically, 2 to 5 year terms. Pretty straightforward on the terms on that. What were you looking to do with the business?
We're looking to expand it. So I think the unsecured cash would be an avenue we'd be more interested in going at.
Mm-hmm. What was it you were maybe looking to do with the business there with the capital?
We're looking to expand our locations.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be to build up a new practice.
Okay. So you're looking to, is it just a second location you were looking to do, or is it a...
Yeah, this one would be up in New York. We're based out of Miami, Florida.
Okay. Wow. What brings you to New York?
We have a couple of pending contracts up there that we need a facility to operate out of.
I see. How did you guys get involved up there? I mean, that's not down the road.
Oh, that's where we're both originally from.
Okay.
We're both originally from New York, so yeah.
Okay, so you guys got some ties up there.
Yeah, family too.
There you go. Well, that's not a connection to have up there, that's for sure.
Not at all.
There you go.
Makes it a little easier.
Exactly. Depending on what you were looking to do with the business there, I know you said you're looking to expand into the buildings. Did you have a time frame of when you were going to be looking to do this move?
Within the next 2 weeks. We already have a lease that's just pending our signature, and so the sooner the better, yeah.
I gotcha. And as far as the expansion there, did you know specifically what you were going to need, or did you just need some capital there in the back pocket to keep you going?
That's exactly it, just some cash flow to keep us going while we do that.
I gotcha. Did you have a ballpark figure there of what you were looking for?
More likely the full 250.
I see. So how that was the pre-approval there that we had sent you to get you the actual approval, how we do on the working capital. Are you familiar with working capital before? Have you taken a working capital out before?
No, we haven't done that before.
Okay, so it's very similar to a line of credit in the sense that, you'll get approved for the largest amount and you can use however much of it you like. The difference is on a working capital loan, it's more based off of your top line gross annual sales as opposed to your credit. Do you guys know what you did in gross annual sales there last year?
Gross annual sales last year, I think, was around... it's hard to calculate because we've only been open for... about a year and a half now.
Oh, okay. So you guys are fairly new.
Yeah, we're fairly new into this business.
Okay. Did you guys file 2015 taxes yet?
Yeah, but unfortunately, 2015 was only for about 3 months of business. 3 to 4 months.
I see. Did you file 2014?
No, we opened last year, last July.
Okay. What are you guys doing monthly here? I can maybe get a rough estimate there for what we could do for you.
Monthly, we're doing about 70 to 80,000 a month.
70 to 80K a month. Okay. Let me do some quick math here real quick, and let me see what we might be able to free up for you. Let's do this. So roughly speaking, you guys are real close to right around, I would say, maybe $1 million in sales you guys have been doing. Does that sound close to about right? Okay. So
I would have projected around 750 to, yeah.
750, just to be safe.
Yeah. Right.
So with that kind of figure there, we're going to probably be able to free up, I would say, anywhere from about, I would say 65 to probably 90K in unsecured capital there. So, I mean, that's kind of where you would probably be in the ballpark of starting. Usually the terms on those are going to be anywhere from 3 to 36 months. First timers usually get in on the 6 to 24 month range there. Would that type of capital be something you guys could work with there, or did you need the 250K to get the facility going?
We wouldn't need the full 250, but we would need more than the 90.
Okay, so here's how this works, and this is how you'll be able to get additional capital. With the working capital about halfway through the term length, so let's just say you took out, just hypothetically speaking, you know, 80K, and you took it out for 12 months. Around the six-month marker, our underwriters would give you a call, and you're going to be, as long as you make your payments, you know, you're not doing anything fishy or anything like that. You'll get open to refinancing options. And as long as you make your payments, what you're able to do is to basically get additional capital at a longer term and a lower rate. And what we're actually able to do is wipe the interest on what you currently have, and actually give you early discount payments if you're interested in doing that as well. But that might be the best way for you guys to at least get your foot in the door. You're going to get a good amount of capital up front. You guys can operate with it. And on a short term, you know, if you guys are getting up there, you realize, you know, you're going to need additional capital down the road. We can look at refinancing options to get you that additional capital. But the good part about these loans are they're completely unsecured. So you guys are able to use it for however you see fit for the business. With this transition, you don't want to have restrictions on what you can do with it. It'll really allow you to kind of just use it for the business as a whole. Would that be a good enough start there to get you going on that new building?
For 6 months? I mean,
hypothetically,
close. Hypothetically, it's close.
You could get approved for a 6 month term, and you can look at refinancing in 3 months. You know, I use the 12 month there as just an easy number to show. But you know, if you're looking to grow, you're looking to expand, that's exactly who we like to align ourselves with, and that's kind of what we specialize in. And you know, if you're looking to grow, we're looking to grow with you. So if you're going to be needing capital, you know, we can get you funded or approved in 24 hours and funded in 48. I know you got about a 2 week window. I'd love to at least get you approved, see what programs we can get available to you. And if it makes sense for the business, we can get you funded in about 24 hours after that.
Okay. And typically, what are the terms on something like this?
Terms as in the term length or the...
The repayment, like the percent, the interest percentage and...
Yeah, so, you know, it is an unsecured loan, so, you know, it's not going to be, you know, 1%, but, you know, it's a fixed payback amount, so we don't do it by, like, an annual rate or anything like that.
Right.
So you'll know up front exactly what you will be owing, and you just divide that by the payment structure, which is either daily, weekly, or monthly. Did you have a preference there on what you would want me to shoot for there on the payment structure?
Monthly would be ideal.
Okay, so shoot for the monthly, try to maybe get you weekly. First timers, it's a little bit more difficult on the monthly, but you know, it's something I can shoot for you there.
No problem. Right.
But it's definitely something I can get the ball rolling for you. As far as the application process goes, it's just a one-page app that I would attach to the email. It's just your most recent tax return. I know you're a little bit different there with the tax situation, so we might be able to work around The only other thing that we need is the 6 months of bank statements. So that's really what we'll look at. Once you get that over, I can get you an answer in 24 hours and see kind of what makes sense for the business, and we can kind of just proceed from there. But what's a good email there for you so I can shoot this over to you?
Yeah, why don't you use my email address? It's a little easier that way.
Yeah.
It's my name. It's Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S.
Okay.
Dot. Rossini, R-O-S-S-I-N-I.
Okay.
And that's at Gmail.
At gmail.com. Perfect. Yeah, so I'll shoot that over. It'll just re-summarize the offer that we did send out. It'll have the short list of what we would need as far as the approval process goes. It'll have my direct contact information in there as well. Did you guys have any current loans out as of right now, like an SBA loan or any other working capital loans?
No, we do not. But we do have like over 400,000 in equipment that we could use for collateral and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to look at a secured loan, we could do that as well. We could also, do you guys own the equipment outright?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, another option, too, that you could look at would be just refinancing the equipment there. You know, we'll basically give you the cash for what it's worth, and then you would just make monthly payments to us that way, and that could also free up some additional cash for you on that end. So that's
right.
Something we could look at, too, if you wanted to try to get some additional capital on top of the working capital. So if you want me, I can attach the equipment application as well, and you could see what you could get approved for on that side. It might be able to free up a little more as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you could send all three, the unsecured, the secured, and the refinance capital, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I'll shoot that over to you. When might be a good time to follow up with you?
If I don't get back to you today, I'll get back to you first thing Monday.
Okay.
Unless you work tomorrow. If you work tomorrow, I can get back to you tomorrow. I know, it's California, a little different.
Well, all right, Dennis, I'll shoot this over. We'll be in touch early next week, and we'll see what we can do for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
No worries. Bye.